day you get nothing but nothing. You're sitting flat on your butt, doesn't buy any bread. There are children back at home, and the children have got to be fed. And you're lucky to be in a job.
And in a bed.
And we're counting our blessings.
Have you seen how the foreman is fuming today? Terrible breath in his wandering hands. It's because his old Fonty won't give him his way. Take a look at his trousers, you'll see where he stands. And the boss, he never knows that the foreman is always on it. If Fonty doesn't look out, watch how she goes. She'll be out on the street. Anyone here who can swear before God she has nothing to fear, she has nothing to hide.
Will someone tear these two apart? What is this fighting all about? This is a factory, not a circus. Now come on, ladies, settle down. I run a business of repute. I am the mayor of this town. I'll look to you to sort this out and be as patient as you can.
Now someone say how this began.
At the end of the day, she's the one who began. There's a kid that she's hiding in some little town. There's a man she has to pay. You can guess that she's a puppy extra. You can bet she's earning a cheap skipping around. And the boss wouldn't like it. Yes, it's true, there's a child, and the child is my daughter. And her father abandoned us, leaving us flat. Now she lives with an innkeeper man and his wife, and I pay for the child. What's the matter with that?
At the end of the day, she's only the trouble. And the trouble of the law and the trouble of one. I might have known the cat had claws. I might have guessed your little secret. Ah, yes, the virtuous Fontaine, who keeps herself so pure and clean. You'd be the cause, I had no doubt, of any trouble hereabouts. You play a virgin in the light, but me no urgent in the night.
She's been laughing at you while she's having her man.
She's been having her trouble again and again.
You must back
to go again. Right, my girl. On your way.